This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Central Forces will implement 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. Amid debate over the Agnipath scheme, the Central Forces have announced that they will implement 10% reservation for former Agniveers. The chiefs of Central Forces, such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal, said that former Agniveers will get relaxation in age and there will also be no physical efficiency test for them. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested a man called Rakesh Ranjan, alias Rocky, who is believed to be the kingpin in the NEET paper leak case. He has been sent to the CBI's custody for 10 days. Rocky is also linked to another key figure in this racket, Sanjeev Mukhiya, who has been involved in this scam for 2 decades and is on the run. The arrest of Ranjan or Rocky could help CBI wide open the NEET paper leak case. The probe agency has so far arrested over a dozen people, including the principal and vice principal of a school in Jharkhand's Hazaribagh. The central government has set up a single member committee to investigate the candidature claims and other details of Pooja Khedkar, a probationary IAS officer recently embroiled in controversy over her alleged misuse of power as a civil servant. Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions has announced that the committee headed by an additional secretary level officer will submit its findings within 2 weeks. This inquiry comes in the wake of allegations surrounding Ms. Khedkar's conduct and qualifications. Chief economics commentator at an English daily, Financial Times, Martin Wolf, has estimated India to be a superpower by 2047. In a newspaper column, the London-based economist Mr. Wolf said, with 4 times more population, India will match the economic output of the US by 2047. He said if India's GDP were to grow even at 5% a year by 2047 and US GDP were to grow at 2.3%, India's economy would equal that of the US in particular. Purchasing power parity terms. Mr. Wolf added that India has strengths and it has good relations with the West, which it is strategically important. He said that India could be what the IMF calls a connector country in the world economy. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will address the faculty and students of Narasimha Monji Institute of Management Studies or NMIMS in Mumbai today. The Vice President will deliver the keynote address in a discussion titled Empowering India, the Role of Higher Education Institutions in Making Viksit Bharat 2047. Governor of Maharashtra Ramesh Bais and Member of Parliament Rajya Sabha Praful Patel will also be present at the event. The aim of the event is to highlight the pivotal role of higher education institutions in shaping the future of India as envisioned in the Viksit Bharat 2047 initiative. Char Dham Yatra pilgrims can now create their Ayushman Bharat Health Account or ABHA on the eSwasthya Dham portal. The Uttarakhand government's Department of Health and Family Welfare has launched the portal called eSwasthya Dham. The portal helps in monitoring the Char Dham Yatra pilgrims' health parameters. Union Health Ministry said in a release that the eSwasthya Dham portal provides a range of benefits to the pilgrims and one of them is the generation of ABHA. Pilgrims can easily create their ABHA 14-digit number at the eSwasthya Dham portal in a couple of minutes. The BJP has said 12.5 crore jobs were created in just 10 years between 2014 and 2023, cementing India's position as one of the world's best job-creating nations. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson stated that in stark contrast, UPA rule had seen a meager 2.9 crore job creation between 2004 and 2014. In Wimbledon tennis, Barbora Krejcikova of Czech Republic has entered her first singles final in Wimbledon after securing a comeback win over Kazakhstan's Elina Rybakina in semi-final in London last night. The 31st-seeded defeated Rybakina 3-6, 6-3, 6-4 to set up a clash with Italy's Jasmine Paolini in tomorrow's final. Paolini entered the final defeating Croatia's Dona Vekic 2-6, 6-4, 7-6 in a fiercely fought semi-final. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar of Ecuador have advanced to the men's double semifinals at the Braunschweig Challenger, also known as the Bravo Open in Germany last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.